We continue our Horton Locker Room chat. We're on to the boys' basketball team with head coach David Losey, brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers moving on in some state earlier this week with a win over Riverside, 53-33. Coach, you know, you take on a Big 7 team. You're certainly familiar with the Cyclones over the last couple of years. You played them in the midseason tournaments. That game went into overtime. You guys were able to get the win, and then you saw them last year in a sub-state championship game. So certainly familiar with the Cyclones, and it was a great second half for your team to pull away for the 20-point win. Just how nice was it to see your team perform, specifically in the second half, to pull away in that one?
Yeah, we are very familiar with each other. We played each other twice the last 2 years, and even once before that in the McLeod tournament. So, you know, we have a pretty good idea. You know, they play a good schedule in the Big 7. They played a lot of teams tight and won some games the second half of the season after the McLeod tournament. So we knew it was, and playing them in the McLeod tournament, I thought that helped us with that being such a tight game. You know, that could have gone either way. It wasn't your 2-7 matchup where you can, you know, maybe look forward a little bit. You never want to do that. But having them play us tough the way they did at McLeod, really, I think our kids focused up. That, you know, the latter part of the first half, we were in some foul trouble, and we had three starters on the bench with two fouls, and I thought our subs, we didn't score, but we kept up the defense and kept the lead before halftime. I thought that was kind of key, and then we came out after half and really played well and utilized what I feel are our strengths, and were able to get a nice spread, and then kind of forced them into doing some things I don't think they really wanted to do, and, you know, we were able to get a lot of, I don't want to say easy buckets, but a little better buckets because they had to take some chances and whatnot. So last night, you know, second half was really good. I felt the kids played really well.
Yeah, I thought defensively, again, was kind of a big key in that one. Active hands, a lot of deflections and steals, and you forced them into a lot of turnovers. Again, in the second half, as you mentioned, just kind of forcing them to maybe change things up as you guys were just slowly kind of pulling away. Caden Smith, I want to ask you about him. You know, we talked to him. Or talked about him a little bit off air, as he's only been back for a few games now. Another big body coming back from a knee injury. Just his basketball IQ, you noted, is a huge deal. But not just for depth purposes, but just having him back. How crucial is that, especially in this home stretch?
Well, he was on the bench with us almost like a coach there for, you know, 17, 18 games. And kept working hard and physical therapy and whatnot. It's very amazing that he's back, and he's back and cleared 100%. So it's a pretty neat thing for him. And he said he was going to get back, and he did. And he just gives us another element in there. You know, you're 6'4" and you're big, and your passing skills are great, and you can work together inside with Dante Masquan. It's tough on teams because you don't see a lot of teams out there with 2-6-4 guys that can do the things they do. You know, we have to adjust our defense a little bit, because they're not the fleetest of foot, I guess you could say, but they're wide. They're long. We can get out and defend. So it's just great having him back.
I thought, again, you know, we talked about the defense, active hands, deflections, turnovers, but, you know, I think when you guys are really on, it's your passing offensively, not just with the bigs, but you guys move it fast, you move it quick, you get it from side to side. I think that's a big key for you guys in the success, not just last night, but obviously trying to move on. As we get to a matchup here with Valley Falls at Jefferson County North, Friday night, 6 o'clock, you guys will be the first game. Very familiar with the Dragons, of course, but just you see essentially the top four teams from the NEKL this year in the two semifinals of this sub-state. How cool is it to just see really the top four teams in the league this year battling it out for a spot at state?
Yeah, that's, you know, we're the 1-4 seed, 1-4. Or, you know, I think there was a tie somewhere. But, yeah, it's great. It's good for the league. I think I said last week I felt like the games against those NEK schools, you know, I have the utmost respect for the Big 7. You know, but I think the NEK can play a little basketball too. And I think that, you know, playing these guys, you know, twice, each of us played twice, you know, and it gets you ready. And there were tight games. And, you know, a few of them didn't bounce our ways. Most of them did. And, you know, I think it's going to be a really great Friday night atmosphere. And then hopefully, you know, Saturday night, it'll be great also. But I think for the league, it's awesome.
Yeah, excited to have these on KARE 93.7 FM. Again, at Jefferson County North, Horton and Valley Falls, the first semifinal. Again, Friday at 6, followed by Moorhill Mounts Academy and Jefferson County North, and then the winners moving on to the 6:30 championship game on Saturday. Coach, congrats on the success this season so far. Continued success here in the sub-state tournament, and we appreciate your time throughout the course of the year.
Thank you, Brandon. We'll talk to you later. Appreciate everything you guys do for us.